If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Join Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church for Fall Revival 2015. Come and hear a powerful word of hope and restoration with guest speaker Dr. Mark Sharona from Church on the Living Edge of Longwood, Florida. Services will take place Thursday, October 22nd and Friday, October 23rd, 7:30 p.m. nightly. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit BethelDeliverance.org.
And so Jesus says, it's what's in that heart. How did you become that way? You were born with sinful capabilities, but you weren't born sinning. I was born with the same ability to drink, to smoke marijuana, cigarettes as anybody else, but I didn't. That don't make me better. I must look at my socialization. Why didn't I? I'm no better than anybody else, but what caused it? Could it have been that I did not associate with people who did those things? Could it have been that I've seen people who do it and I didn't like the fact that when you do those things, you're out of control? And because I'm such a control freak, I didn't want to give myself over to being controlled by alcohol. But what causes me to do the things that I do? That's why Jesus dealt with the woman at the well. He did not condemn her. He dealt with what caused her search for a man. He came to the realization that she was not searching for a man because she was loose. She was searching for a man because she didn't know how to find God. Jesus deduced that that woman wanted to worship God, but she didn't know how. So in her search for God, she chose a man. And when one couldn't give it to her, she got another one. And when he couldn't give it to her, she got another one. And when she had reached the sixth man, the seventh man showed up and he said, baby, I'm the one you're looking for. I'll protect you. I'll help you. I'll heal you. But I want you to understand that I know what you've been looking for. We demonize people. We demonize people. We demonize them, but we don't know their hearts. We don't know what, oh, that person is not friendly. Why aren't they friendly? Got nothing to do with you. Maybe they had 40 years of hurt. Maybe they had 40 years of abuse. And so the Bible says, be patient with all. Why? Until what is in them has the opportunity to come out. That's why Jesus came. Jesus just didn't come to save us. He came to heal us. And some of those healings are emotional. They're psychological. They're physical too. But what good is it to be able to have my legs healed and have a broken heart? Listen to what it says. He says, Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? Well, let me tell you how you can understand the heart, because I know there are a lot of theologians out there, and you're going to sit there and say, see that, pastor? You can't understand the heart. Yeah, there is a way to understand the heart by what comes out the mouth. Amen. The mouth will speak what is in the heart. Now, depending upon your maturity level, depending upon your connection with God, that will determine how you take what people say. Amen. If you are mature, you will understand that sometimes people say things that are just stupid. Here you are, you're an adult, full-grown adult, you're walking down Broad Street,
and you're around 66th and Broad, and you're walking down the street, and a three-year-old child comes up to you and says, "I'm gonna take your wallet." 3 years old. And he's standing there with a milk bottle. "I'm gonna take your wallet." And you'll look at him and do exactly what you're doing. You'll laugh, because you say, "You can't do anything to me. Get your little self over there and sit down." And he walk away. "You hit me here, hit me," and pow, you slap him, send him right on his way. Why? Because you know he's no threat. But if a 20-year-old comes over with his hand in his pocket and says, "I'm gonna take your wallet," you say, "Here." Why? Because you judged that this person is capable of hurting you. Well, there are certain people who say things to you. The question is not what they're saying, but the question is, why are you threatened? Somebody is put in a position of responsibility and leadership, and you're threatened by it. Why? Why? I don't understand. And see, here, this is how you know your maturity level is low. When you start finding fault in the person that's been put in the spot. Well, you know, you put Pastor Martin in as an assistant pastor. Well, you know, he don't come to prayer. Well, neither do you. Well, you know, he don't have your spirit. Well, how you know? Because he don't wear the socks you wear. Just little things, you know. Oh, well, you know, this person is this, and this person is that. Well, you're not telling on them. You're telling on you. The response of the believer should be, God bless you. Go for it. I pray God will supply your need and encourage you. I pray God will bless you. Why? Because every one of us has something in our closet that we don't want anybody to see. What keeps us from success? Well, last week, I was engaging a Muslim. As we talked, we shared commonalities. One God. And I began to understand, as I talked to some Catholics who were extremely happy about the Pope coming. And I was just talking to various people, and I began to see the quagmire, the mess, if you will, that we have with trying to know God. Allah. And God says, "All right, I'll solve this whole problem. Jesus." He solved the whole problem. He said, "Look, you can't get to me. Call me whatever you want to call me. But you can't get to me till you come through Jesus." So every religion has a name for God, but none other name but Jesus. And so at Jesus, when I bring in that, I throw down that Jesus, that trump card, Jesus. They start backing away. "Oh, now see, Rev, you know, you no, stay at the table. See, because I listen to you and your Allah and your Muhammad. Let me tell you about Jesus. Because, see, Muhammad is dead, but Jesus got up. And your Quran doesn't have one healing from Muhammad. Not one person that was sick that came to Muhammad walked away healed. But my Jesus opened blinded eyes, raised dead people, healed sick. Lord, don't get me started about Jesus. He blows everybody out the water. Turn the water into wine. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Now, here's the thing. Muhammad died and left all those people with hate. Jesus died, got up, went to heaven, and left us with power. Power. Power that cannot be stopped by the devil. And the devil knows he can't stop the power of God. But what he does is get you to remember your past. You are not stopped by the devil. You are stopped by your Amalekites. Your Amalekites become Amorites. And your speech now is connected to the failures of your past. Numbers chapter 13. We must change our speech. I was in this store that's owned by Russians. And so one of the principals, one of the owners of the store, she knows I'm a student of the Russian language, so she always engages me in conversation. She talks to me about her husband, and, you know, because she always says, you know, just little things back and forth with me. And I go there for conversation. So one day, I'm sitting there talking, and we're going back and forth, and two of the other ladies apparently didn't like the fact that I spoke Russian. And so they were saying some things, and they were speaking, like most languages, there's dialect. Dialect isn't something you teach in school, so I catch pieces of it, and as they were talking, I could catch pieces of it, and the lady quickly turns to them and says, "Be careful, he speaks Russian." And I walked out the store, and I started laughing, and I was reminded of a time when I was in a certain line. And there were two people behind me, and they were speaking in Italian, and they were about to say some negative things about me and my ethnicity. And before they reached that point, I turned and said to them in Italian to be careful because I spoke Italian. And they backed up and disappeared in the crowd. And the Lord brought that to my mind last week when I was thinking about this Russian situation, and he said these words to me. He said, "If my people would speak my language, they would understand that the enemy plots to get you to doubt what God is saying, and you have to be sure of your ability to speak God's language." So in essence, I'm teaching you new language. But the problem is, I take my Russian class twice a week, 2 hours a session. I only get you once a week, and the most you can handle is an hour. You've got 6 days of listening to the devil's lies. And then, you know, the praise and worship team, their task is to break up the fallow ground so I can come and sow that seed to get you to learn how. It's not going out saying, "I'm going to get that job. Hallelujah. I'm going to get that car. Praise the Lord. No, that's not the language of faith. In many instances, that's presumption and the language of hope. Here is the most difficult task that you have to master as a Christian. And that is to understand that God just may not do what you want him to do, comma, and you have to be all right with that. You can't twist God's arm behind his back and say, you said, God said, "Who the heck are you talking to?" Why? Because of a misappropriation out of the book of Isaiah, "Command ye me, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me." We actually think that we can go to God and command him to do something. Hold on here. My mother used to say, "I had you, you didn't have me." You have to be all right with any decision that God makes. Sovereignty doesn't mean he does everything the way you want him to do it. It means sometimes he does what he wants, and you got to be all right with that.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08515A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.